USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union is set to reopen its doors ahead of the summer tourist season. The 27 member states approved a plan on Wednesday that would reopen the bloc to travelers that have been fully vaccinated against COVID and to tourists from an approved list of countries that are considered safe. The policy is expected to be formalized by next week, with some countries able to open up immediately depending on their preparations. The move was seen as vital to the economies of popular tourist areas like Greece, hit hard by travel lockdowns. And the House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations for the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
During a Wednesday phone call, President Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to de-escalate military operations against Hamas as progressive members of his party are pushing him to publicly call for a ceasefire. But some Democrats are expressing their support for Israel. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that he wants to see the fighting stop, but the Maryland Democrat tells CNN that Hamas needs to stop firing rockets into Israel.
Clearly, we want the fighting to stop. Clearly, we want innocent civilians to be safe. But the fact of the matter is, Hamas does not respond to requests, and they initiated rockets. They've been doing rockets on a regular basis, and it would be irrational not to think that the Israelis are not going to respond to protect themselves and their people. However, the president wants, and I think he's talked to Netanyahu, wants the fighting to come to a close and try to see if we can negotiate. But frankly, the terrorists are very difficult to negotiate with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Egypt is the latest nation to call for a ceasefire as war rages on in the Middle East. John Clemens reports.
While a number of countries have called for a ceasefire, it now appears that the war has advanced to two different fronts as missiles were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel in the vicinity of Haifa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a forceful deterrence while trying to avoid civilian casualties.
There are only two ways that you can deal with them. You can either conquer them, and that's always an open possibility, or you can deter them. And we are engaged right now in forceful deterrence, but I have to say, we don't rule out anything. We hope we can restore quiet. We hope we can restore it quickly. I want to say that we're doing that while doing our utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of the Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through the state's legislature, an agreement between the states whose borders are being altered, and for the plan to be ratified by Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.